Lord, be my helper. We'll get through this tonight.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Caleb said that'll preach, and he didn't really know that that's what I'm going to be preaching on tonight. That's what I have to preach on.
Amen.
As I listened to that song this morning and contemplated the words of it, I couldn't help but think about being a good message.
Yeah.
I had thought all week on what to preach. I had to preach Sunday night at Johnny Phillips' church in Monterey. I didn't have another spare on me at the time. So I was thinking, Lord, we're going to preach. And so it didn't hit me until today when I was researching that song. It's just like, duh. Here you are trying to find this song. It's all about this song. Why don't you just preach that? So that's what the Lord's laid on my heart. Going to be going at, maybe quoting or going to several verses of Scripture, but I'd like to start probably in Psalms 104. Psalms 104, verse 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter here. There, obviously, there's a lot more in the Bible about God's grace and God's might and God's power. But as I was looking for references and everything, this chapter come to my mind. And it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great.
Amen.
Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, and who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys into the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they may turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together, and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, and they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Now this whole psalm talks about various things which God has done. Talks about his majesty over the sea, his majesty over creation. Talks about he's great enough to provide habitation for the wild mountain goats and for the lions and for me and you. And in the palm of his hand is our very breath. You take away their breath and they die.
Amen.
You send forth your spirit and you create and then renew the earth once again. God is sovereign over everything on this earth. Amen. He is sovereign over everything in the universe. He is truly, as a psalm said in the very beginning of this and started the psalm with this, he is truly very great. Amen.
That's true.
I believe it was Psalm 77, Asaph said, how is there so great a God as our God? Amen. This world today, whether they realize it or not, have many idols. Amen.
Yeah.
Money has become such an idol that it has torn down families. It has ripped down businesses.
Yeah.
It has made people stray away from the faith.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, many other idols people have. People worship drugs. People worship ungodly living. They worship all kinds of things, and they give their hearts and their lives to this, not realizing that the wages of sin is death.
That's right.
Not realizing that the void that they feel in their heart this whole time is a void that could be easily filled if they would give their heart to the one who created it. Amen.
That's
to the
true.
One who is sovereign over it at all times. Amen. God is sovereign over this whole universe.
Yeah.
I was talking to a preacher friend of mine today, and he's in the middle of writing a book on a series of sermons he has preached before, talking about heaven and the beauty of heaven and how wonderful it'll be. We can't even imagine, amen, how beautiful heaven will be. It'll be beautiful because of the things that are there, the street of gold and the river of life and the tree of life and all the different things that we see with our eyes we can't comprehend here. But I believe heaven will be even more beautiful for the things that won't be there. Amen. We won't have to worry about sickness. Won't have to worry about allergies. Won't have to worry about that big word that's going around right now called cancer. Seems like every time you turn around, that's all you hear. So-and-so's got cancer. Pray for so-and-so over here. They've got cancer. And then that word will not be mentioned in that place.
That's right.
Death will not be welcome there.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. We won't have any more funerals.
Yep.
The funeral homes will go out of business. Amen.
Amen.
Won't have to go by another loved one's grave. Amen. And visit with them.
Come on.
Knowing that they can't answer back and we can't, amen, have fellowship once again. Won't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Amen.
And people just realize God is sovereign over life. He is very great.
Yeah.
In the palm of His hand, He controls everything. Hey man, the point of that was saying that he was talking about heaven, how wonderful it's going to be. And he talked about one of the most popular scientists out there that doesn't believe in heaven, amen. Really genius in this world, lies. And to him, heaven is just a fairy tale, it's just a myth.
Yeah.
Amen. And a lot of people have that kind of viewpoint. A lot of people will choose to believe. And the fact of the matter is that they do, they choose to believe.
That's right.
Amen. That this world began with a big explosion, and then everything came from chaos, and all of a sudden we have order. I'm sorry, friends, but I don't care how long you go, you can't have chaos, you can't have order coming from chaos.
Yeah.
It just don't work that way.
Yeah.
There's nothing in this world that was designed to come forth chaos and then bring forth order. It just does not work. Amen. This universe shows a design.
Yeah.
Shows a design by an intelligent being, and not just any being, but the very great God that we serve tonight.
Yeah.
In the palm of His hands, all He had to do in the beginning of the world was speak.
That's
and the
right.
world was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And all God had to do was say, form, and the heavens were formed.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God has all power over all these things. He knows the depths of the sea where mankind has tried for years to get to the bottom of. And every time they do, they find new things. I don't believe they'll ever discover it all. Because God has hidden places that man can't find out.
Amen.
Hey man, they can try to go to Mars all they want to. And they try to find heaven all they want to with their telescopes.
That's
but
right.
they ain't going to find it with the physical eye.
That's true.
Because some things in this world can't be explained with science. Amen.
That's true. Amen. That's true.
God created science. You know what science is for? Science is for man.
Yeah.
Hey man, science is evidence of God. Hey man, if God wanted to, He could flip the switch on gravity and we'd all lift out of here in a minute. One of these days He's going to do that.
That's what happens one day, brother.
Praise the Lord.
hearts.
Amen.
Amen. One of these days that switch is going to flip and we're going to, this that song says, we're going to lose our gravitation.
That's right. Amen.
Woo! We ought to make you shout on that.
Amen.
Amen. God has sovereignty over that.
Yep.
Amen. If He wanted to, He can make the sun get just as close as He wanted to this earth and just scorch it.
Yep.
Amen. Revelation talks about that too. Talks about the heat of the sun scorching men.
Yeah, amen.
They say in the science books, if the sun was just a few degrees closer, we'd all burn up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If it was just a few degrees further away, we'd all freeze to death. I don't think that happened by chance, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't tell me and convince me that happened by chance, but there's people in this world that choose to believe that.
That's right.
And they can die willingly ignorant if they want to. That's what the Bible calls it. For this they are willingly ignorant.
Yeah.
2 Peter chapter 3. But I choose to believe in a God that created this whole thing.
Amen.
A God that was so great, He created and He looked out, not only created the earth, but before the very foundations were even laid, He had a plan to save the mankind race.
Yeah.
Amen. That hadn't even been created.
Yep.
Hadn't even yet sinned.
Uh-huh.
But God in His all majesty was able to see far beyond that and create a plan.
That's
what it plays. Before the old devil entered that garden and tried to tempt Eve and succeeded in doing so, God said, I've got one that's going to bruise your head. You may bruise his heel just for a season, just for a time being. It may look like you won. Amen. I bet the devil was jumping and hollering and hooping and praising, amen, just himself, because you don't praise God. But I bet he was congratulating his own self when Jesus was on the cross.
Yeah.
And he died and he gave up the ghost and he was lying in the grave. There's an old song called The Conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It talks about death and, amen, Satan having a conversation.
Yeah.
Amen. Satan had asked death three different times. He says he's still in the grave. And death said, oh, yeah, he's still there. He can't come out of that grave.
Oh.
I'm mad to see how he's sovereign over that. Amen. I got control over this, Satan. You just don't worry a thing about it. Came down the second day. Amen. And he asked, the devil asked on death. He said, tell me he's still there. Amen. And death said, oh, yeah, he's still there. I don't know what you're worried about. I've got this thing under control. I've not had to lose a one so far.
Yeah.
Amen. And this ain't going to be no different. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The third day come. Amen. And the devil asked that old death. And death, I believe, was quaking in his boots. His knees were knocking. And the devil said, if you got him, if you still got him. And death said, oh, no. I thought I could keep him. But that old soul was gone away.
Yeah,
amen. He came from there, the grave. Ain't nothing I could do about it.
Yeah.
Amen. He went and even took the keys.
Yeah.
Amen. All my keys and my key ring.
Yeah.
I don't have them no more. I don't have any control anymore. And hell, neither do you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God is all powerful.
Ooh, boy.
Amen. He is mighty.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Job. We know the book of Job. I was thinking about that earlier today. Was pondering on some of that.
Boy.
Amen. In Job chapter 38 and 39 and on in chapter 41, I think it is. Amen. Job. Amen. And his friends, he had been in all this loss where he lost his family, he lost his house, he lost his cattle, he lost everything he had. And he was sitting in a pile of ashes and balls covering him. Amen. And he began to feel sorry for himself.
Yeah.
And his friends tried their best to help him, but they were just doing him worse. Amen. With all their questions and everything. But finally God shows up. Amen. And God began to ask Job some very hard questions. He asked him, where were you when I formed the earth?
Come on.
Hey, where were you when I made that beast called Leviathan?
Yeah.
Can you draw him out with a hook? Hey, man, can he go? Can you teach him to go play? Hey, man, can you form a storm with just your very thoughts? I'm paraphrasing because there are just too many questions there for me to even memorize them. But amen, he asked him about 100 or so questions there.
Yeah.
One right after the other. Amen, it made Job think a little bit. Job, amen, had to think about, you know, I'm not as much as I thought I was.
Yeah.
God's in charge here.
Come on.
Amen, one of these days after a while, people that don't believe that God's in charge will find out the hard way.
Amen. Amen. That's true.
They'll find out the hard way.
That's right.
Amen. Paul said in Romans chapter 11, In verse 33, he said, "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out." Amen. God's judgments are not our ways. The Bible, I believe, is in Isaiah 55. Said his ways are not our ways, for his thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Amen. Can you imagine even the smartest person on this earth? I don't know who it is, but the smartest person on this earth can't even hold a candle. Can't even hold the smoke that comes off a candle wick when you blow it out. When it comes to the mighty wisdom of God, was able to build this whole world and keep it going. Amen. They worry. The biggest thing in the news right now seems to be that, well, one of these days a big asteroid is going to hit the earth and you got to get ready for that. Amen. But I tell you, they're even building machines. They're in the middle of trying to build machines that will send up with a rocket. Amen. So that they can explode the asteroid while it's in the middle of the trajectory of the earth and split it up in so many pieces so that it'll bypass the earth. I'm telling you what, folks, God's got this under control.
That's right.
When I hear something like that, I think, man, you just, all you got to do is read the Bible. Amen. And know the one that created it all is going to keep it. Amen.
That's right.
Till it's time, amen, to do otherwise. Amen. He said, "While this earth remains, seed time and harvest will not fail."
Amen.
God's got a plan.
Yeah.
We have seasons after seasons. Every year we got four different ones. They worry about global warming. Amen. But the Bible says in Revelation, he gave power over the sun to scorch men, to scorch their flesh.
Amen.
We may be in the beginning of that. I don't know. I just know that God's in charge. I ain't worried about global warming.
Yep.
I ain't worried about the climate. Now they're saying there's a big glacier about half the size of Antarctica or something like that that's going to split off before too long. Well, guess what? What'd you do? Amen. God's in charge of it.
That's right. Amen.
No. He's in charge of everything.
That's right.
How great is our God. There's a song that a Christian artist sings called "How Great Is Our God."
Yeah, amen. Song.
I ain't gonna mention his name. And Melissa knows I don't care for him that much. I just can't stand the style of music. Can't stand that, you know. I don't know. There's just something about his voice that just irks me. But he does have a few good songs.
Yeah.
And that one song that says, "How Great Is Our God." Man, I tell you, when you begin to think, even the Psalm of David, when I consider the heavens, chapter 8 of Psalms, what is man that thou art mindful of me? I'm just a little ant. Hey, man, I'm just a little speck. I'm nothing more than a little atom on this face of the earth compared to God. But you know what? God and all his master, we've been talking about creation. But I'm telling you what, like I said, before the foundation of the creation was even made, God had a plan for his son, amen, to come.
Yeah.
Amen. And he was so great in his wisdom and in his power. He sent his son to die on the cross to redo and to fix an error that man could not fix.
Yeah.
Amen. Man had gotten so low, had just disobeyed God so badly that there's no way that in himself he could get back in touch with God. See, man used to walk with God in the garden in the cool of the day. But after that, the fell, after the fall came on, there wasn't this close before. Amen. And there was a relationship that was split and was torn.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you may have been through some relationships. Used to be good friends with people. And all of a sudden something come between you. And you realize the heartache that feels like. Well, you magnify that by about a million. And you'll know what God felt like the day that Adam and Eve, amen, betrayed him in the garden.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I believe it broke God's heart. But it broke it far more when he had to send his son. And he died on the cross.
Yeah, that's true.
And in his greatness, in God's greatness, he gave up the very thing. Amen. It meant the most to him. Amen. That was his only son.
Amen.
Amen. His only son come and died. Amen. He took my place and he took everybody else's place in this room. He took the place of the whole world. Amen. That whosoever will that believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
That's right.
Amen. And God was so great that Jesus came. Amen. And he came and he died and bled on the cross. He did miracles while he was here. And he died and bled on the cross. And in the next 3 days he began to do some work. Amen. That was finished here on earth. But there's some things that had to be done still.
Amen. And on the third day he rose.
Amen.
And he told Mary, don't touch me. I've not ascended yet. Amen. And then he went to heaven to the Father. Amen. Presented the sacrificial blood there. Amen. That he spilled on Calvary. Amen. And he came back and told his disciples that you're going to preach and be witnesses to me in all the world. It's beginning in Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
The greatness of God was able to begin Christianity. And today we see it persecuted more than we've ever seen it. Amen. On every side. More than I've ever seen it. I don't know if it was worse in the beginning of the church age when it began to start in Rome with the authority back then. But I know one thing about every country you go to besides America. They don't like you, amen, to preach in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you get jailed for it. Some religions will even stone you. They'll kill you, take you outside just as soon as they look at you and kill you right on the spot.
Amen.
They don't like, I don't know what it is about these religions that don't like the idea of love. Because that's what God is.
That's right.
God is love. God is not destroy your neighbor. God is love thy neighbor as thyself.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. God is not like some people do in some religions. Take your children and present them to a God on the altar that's full of fire, and they heat the arms of this God up so many times, and they put the baby on the fire to kill it. That's their sacrifice. They used to do that back in the old days. You can find in there a God called Molech.
Yeah.
Amen. Today people are doing that in other religions. Amen. Today people are doing that in America about something called abortion.
Yeah.
Amen. And lately I've heard they've been trying to pass a law, if it ain't already been passed, about when the baby comes into the world, now they got the opportunity to get rid of it after its birth. Amen. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
All, every bit of that's just wrong.
That's right.
Who's to say you can't kill your teenager when it gets on your nerves next time? That's what this world's coming to.
That's right. Amen. That's the truth.
But I'm telling you what, folks, no matter what happens on this world, we need to think about Paul and Silas. We've been in the book of Acts for Sunday school lately. Paul and Silas, man, they was in that jail. They had been locked up because they had the poor Macedonians over there. They were mad because Paul and Silas had cost them their business.
Yeah.
They had a soothsayer, a fortune teller. They was getting all this wealth by her.
Yeah.
And Paul commanded the demon to come out of her, and he did, and now they ain't got no soothsayer. So they lost their money, so they threw them in jail. Come to think of it, come to find out, God wanted them there to begin with.
Yeah.
Because there was a man, he had a vision of a man in Macedonia coming to help him. Beginning of chapter 16 of Acts. And that Macedonian man, I believe, was the Philippian jailer.
Bless
the Lord. He went there and the doors were open, the gates were open, the chains fell out, there's a great earthquake, all because Paul and Silas began singing praises to God. You know, if we're going to survive this world, you know, as they sung, there was earthquake. As they sung, they were in the middle of a prison.
Yeah.
In the innermost part of the prison. As they sung, it was dark. As they sung, they were in a jail with all kinds of other people.
Life
it was more. In the darkest moment in the world that the earth began to tremble.
Yeah.
Amen. There may be times in life where we feel like that.
Yeah.
It's happened in our own life. We think the government's just falling apart. We think our lives are falling apart. But I'll tell you what, if you just stick hold to God's unchanging hand,
yeah.
Amen, you'll begin to sing praises to God.
Yeah.
And you'll begin to sing glory to God. Amen. You'll see the chains broken.
Yeah,
and the prison
that's true. Amen. Good preaching. Good preaching.
Why? Because God is very great.
Yeah.
It all goes back to that one thing.
Amen.
God in His greatness created this whole world.
Yeah.
In His greatness, He sent His Son to die on the cross.
Amen.
In His greatness, His Son had to die and He had to be resurrected. And in His greatness, Christianity has survived 2,000 plus years ever since that began. Why? Because God, amen, has His hand on His people, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Not only Christians, but Israel. Israel is under all kinds of persecution. And the Palestinians over there think that they can destroy Israel. I got news for them. Israel is the apple of God's eye, amen.
Right.
And God is on their side, amen.
That's right.
He said, I'll bless them that bless you and I'll curse them that curse you. And that still holds today because that is a covenant, a blood covenant between Abraham God.
Amen.
Just as a blood covenant was given on Calvary.
Yeah, amen.
That stands today. I encourage you, friends. I encourage you to keep hold
to God's unchanging hand. Hold fast to your faith.
Amen.
As the Bible says, He is faithful that promised.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Listen to this, a few verses here I'm going to read on God's unsearchable ways and His works. I'll read a few of these and then I'll be done. Job 5:9 says, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Job 11:7, canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Ecclesiastes 3:11, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also He hath set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from beginning to the end. Isaiah 40:28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary.
Amen.
There is no searching of His understanding.
Amen.
And then 1 Corinthians 2:16, it says, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that He may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. I've got one more here that it doesn't list in the full verse, but it gives me a reference. And I read that, and I just have to share it too. Job 37:23, touching the Almighty, we cannot find Him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad to say that God is in charge.
Yeah.
And He says in His Word, the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Amen. The beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's all I got on my heart tonight. I'll ask somebody to get a song or somebody to stand or... and get a song. It looks like Caleb's got one. If anybody has a need tonight, if some reason your faith has just gotten weak lately, amen, you could come and rediscover how great God is and how magnificent He is and how much He can do for you in your life, amen, as He sings tonight. Think on the words of the song.
When my way grow a drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry.
You want to have a closer walk with the Lord?
Hold my hand.
You feel as far away from the Lord as Adam must have when he fell?
Take my hand.
And you think, well, God, just
precious Lord,
I've done too much.
Lead me home.
I can't get forgiven for this. It's too late.
Precious Lord,
let me tell you, for as long as there's breath in your body, there's hope. And if you're willing to take His hand tonight, He'll take yours and lead you on. Amen. One day after a while, it'll be to glory. But as we live here on this earth, He is able to lead us through all temptation, through all tribulation, through all trial. We just have to trust in Him and be obedient. Have you been disobedient to God? Amen. Start today being obedient to God. Amen. Get things fixed up right now before it's too late. I don't know anybody's heart, but if somebody has a need, you're welcome to come this offer. It's open.